Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God, you deserve all the glory, God. You deserve all the honor, God. You deserve all the praise, God. You deserve it all, God. You are all deserving, God. Oh, my shit. Thank you, Lord God. Your hands are God. My God, my God. Look what you have done for us.
Your voice spoke the words that broke my confidence. Your eyes,
my Jesus, my Jesus.
Oh,
glory, 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 glory.
And love.
Glory, 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 glory. Oh, Rabbi, Rabbi.
Surely I'm going
to dwell in the house of God. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jesus, dwell, God, dwell, God, in us, God, in us. Ever and ever, ever and ever, more. My Lord,
surely
being beside the quiet water,
you are
of this broken world.
You made
it was right.
For
my enemies,
you say, oil
and gas to pour it all for me. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. God, just will drench us this morning, God, in your
shepherd.
You are my shepherd, Lord. A la la, my father.
I will
fear no evil. Glory, glory, glory. You are my shepherd. Oh, God, you are my shepherd. I will hear no evil. Your mercy is upon me. Come on, Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Glory, 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 glory. All the days of my life. All the days of my life. Oh, hallelujah.
Surely I
will dwell in
the house of
the Lord. Yes, he has. Yes, Lord. Yes.
But your word tells me that you have enlarged my foot.
Praise God.
Because of that, I know that according to Psalms 23, I can speak back to the enemy.
Come on, come on.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, he is.
I shall not walk. He maketh me to lie
down
in green pastures. He leadeth
me
beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
He leadeth me in the path of righteousness
for his name's sake.
Yea, I walk, oh my God, oh my God,
of the
shadows of death,
I will
fear
no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my
head with oil.
Glory, glory, glory.
Y'all ought to be shocked.
Mercy shall follow me.
Forevermore.
Forevermore.
I tell you, if you haven't been touched by the praise and worship this morning, praise God, we need to pray for you because the Spirit of the Lord, praise God, is surely has come into the place this morning. Praise God. And I am so happy, praise God. Right now, I am just overshadowed all by his precious love. Because as he said this morning, forever and ever, praise God. I am just so drenched, praise God, in the love of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, because he has promised us some things, praise God. Oh, we serve a holy God. Hallelujah, praise God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. If you're going to take communion with us this morning, please get your elements, praise God, your bread and the wine, praise God, because I think this is just the perfect time. Oh, forever and ever, what God has done for us, praise God, not just for me, oh, but he died for every one of us, praise God. And that blood, hallelujah, oh, praise God, that blood was shed, yes, it was, for each one of you, name by name, praise God. God knows you by name, praise God. So let's go to prayer, praise God. Father, gracious are you, Lord God. Oh, you're so good and you're so kind, God. God, you're awesome and you're awesome in all your ways, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that we can come before you, Lord God. This morning with thanksgiving and prayer, God. Oh, God, thanking you, God, for all that you've done, God. Thanking you, Lord God, all you're going to do for us, God. God, because you ain't finished with us yet, God. We thank you for every heart, God, this morning that's on, God. Lord God, just pour in the oil and the wine, God. And Lord, as they, oh God, partake, oh God, of the bread and wine, it's your goodness, oh God. God, for your blood was sprayed, oh God, spilled, oh God. Oh God, for every one of our sins, your body was broken, oh God. Oh God, oh God, on an old cross, oh God. God, that we have this right, oh God, to come before you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your broken body. Thank you, Lord, for paying this price for each one of us, oh God. Thank you, God, that no God like you, God. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, God, there is no God like you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, God, we desire that you just pour it in, oh, God. Oh, God, we want more. We want more of you, oh, God. God, just pour in the oil and the wine, God. Oh, God, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What's the God of all gods? There is none, oh, like you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Gracious and mighty in all your ways, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. We can't thank you enough because, God, you have done so much for us, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just so grateful to see all of you that's on this morning. Praise God. I pray that you are just bubbling over like I am, because I'm just bubbling over in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love what's done for me and done for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, oh, hallelujah. You can't talk enough about my God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has done an awesome price. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I said, if you would like to take communion with us, at this time, praise God, before we go into prayer, we would love to take communion, praise God. So get you some bread and some wine or some juice or whatever you want to use at this time, praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to partake of the communion, what God has commanded us. He said, as often as you do this, you're doing it in remembrance of him. Praise God.
So get your bread and wine, and I'm going to read, let's see if Sister Gloria Dean is on. No, Sister Gloria Dean, if you are on, would you press 1, please, and praise God. I don't believe I see her, praise God. But I'm going to read from to you from the book of Matthew. We're going to go to Matthew this morning. Praise God, hallelujah. And it was the Lord's Supper. And we have it here. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sin. I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a song, a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Father God, Lord God, we are so thankful and grateful, Lord God, oh God, Father God, that we can partake of you, Lord God, as this bread, oh God, stands as a symbolic, oh God, of what you've done for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. It's your broken body, God, broken for us, for everything that we get broken and broken through and go through, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Lord, it's for the healing of the nations, Lord. Thank you, Father God. So as we partake, let us partake of the bread right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And he gave thanks. Thank you, Father, for the blood. Oh, my God. If it wasn't for the blood, thank God for the blood that cleanses, it washes. It washes us white as snow. Praise God. Thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that your ending love, never-ending love is shed for us, God. God, you love us so much, Lord. And we want to thank you, Lord, for everyone that has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that this blood was shed for them. May we drink. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your precious blood. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are good. And you're good all the time, God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Anything that rises up against us, it shall utterly fall. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. It was that precious blood. It was that precious blood. It was that precious blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. It was my Savior's blood for me. Praise, that blood came streaming down. Hallelujah. The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. It was my Savior's blood for me. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise God. I know it was the blood. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's favorite minister coming to you live. Praise God this morning. I am just so thankful for all of you that's on. Usually we come usually we are in the home on first Saturdays, but because of the pandemic, we are online, and that gave us a better way to come to you. You know, God has his own way of doing things. Praise God. Praise God. Not that we didn't enjoy meeting together in the home, but the pandemic has washed us out into the on the internet, and I am so glad to be here with you all, that we can all pray together and lift up the name of Jesus together. Praise God. We pray for mothers that have lost their son to prison walls, gun violence, bullets, or whatever. All those that are sick, praise God. We pray for the sick, praise God. And we pray that all the hurts be healed, because we all witness some type of hurts in our life in some time or another, praise God. And we all need one another to pray ye one for another, praise God. Hallelujah. So said that man ought to always pray and not faint, praise God. Hallelujah. And that's Luke 18:1. We should always be praying about something if God brings it to our memory, praise God, because we can't hold everything all the time, but God will quicken our memory and help us, oh, praise God, help us to remember what he wants us to pray for, praise God, hallelujah. And I do have two prayer requests, and we'll pray for them at the end of our prayer time this morning. That is Sister Janice that lost her sister, and also Sister Peggy Barton that lost her nephew, and her sister, and the nephew mother is in the hospital with a broken hip. So we're going to pray for those at the end. But right now, we're going to look at the prayer targets for this morning, praise God. Hallelujah. I want to just bring before you, before we begin to pray, praise God. Hallelujah. Paul's encouragement in his letters are things that we should be praying for, praise God. You know, we want to pray as God wants us to pray, praise God. So let's look at some. He says, pray for opportunities to minister. We want God to make way for us to minister to others. For I know that as you pray for me and as the Spirit of Jesus Christ helps me, this will turn out for my deliverance. Pray for knowledge and insight for the believer. Pray that, he said, I pray that your love for each other will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in your knowledge and understanding. Pray for progress and growth for the believer. We ought to be growing in the Lord. We don't want to be stagnated. We are to be glad to be weak. If you are really strong, what we pray for is your restoration and maturity. Pray for restoration and maturity in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Pray for believers to live holy lives. Pray for believers to live holy lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so we keep on praying for you that our God will make you worthy of the life in which he called you. And we will pray that God, by his power, will fulfill all your good intentions and faithful deeds. Pray, pray, pray for believers to persevere, not to give up, not to give in, that the enemy don't take them out. Pray, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and thankful heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pray to encourage the believers. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I never stop thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly. Praise God. We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. See, we are supposed to have each other on our mind and praying for one another. Pray for the spread of the gospel. God told us to go ye into all the world. Spread the gospel. Wherever God wants you to go, just be there. If it's right there, next door, praise God. Go and be ready to tell somebody about the love of God. Be ready to spread the gospel to others. You are generous because of your faith. And I am praying that you will really put your generosity to work. For in doing so, you will come to an understanding of all the good things that we can do for Christ. Praise God. We want to do all the good things that we can do for Christ. And finally, praying for others instead of praying for the things that we see every day. Pray for them that you don't even know about. He says, always thank God when I pray for you. And he says, I always pray for you, and I make my request with a heart full of joy. I'm glad I can pray for you because you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. So these are just a few of the prayer targets that we should be praying about, because sometimes we don't know what we ought to pray. But the Holy Spirit will help us to pray. He said, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to begin to pray. Praise God. And I want you to pray as the Lord has given you. If the Lord has given you a song, I want you to sing praise, because God told us to praise him in the midst of every situation. Praise. There are things going on in our world, praise God, that we need to pray, and we can pray here now until dark. Praise God. But I want you to sing and praise God, because when you're praising God, things happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Things happen. And praise God. Pray, pray, pray that your prayers be heard. Pray and make your request, as Paul just stated, known unto the Lord. Praise God. I just want to thank you again for each one. So the first person we're going to start off with, I see here, is Minister GG. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good morning, sweetheart. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be on the line today. Amen, amen. Yes, yes. I put everything away so that I can be here this morning with you. Since last week, I couldn't come to celebrate with you for your birthday, and I know always was well with you. Amen, amen. Okay, let's see which song I can sing. Let's see. Okay. Come in your glory, Lord. Fill this place. Hallelujah. Come in your glory, Lord. Fill this place. Come in your glory, Lord. Come in your glory, Lord. Fill this place. Come in your glory, Lord. My heart, come in your glory, Lord. Fill my heart, come in your glory, Lord. Oh. Come in your glory, Lord. Fill my heart. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Shake up all the kore, lekaraka shikera kore, like pikaraki, lararari shikere kore, lararari shike, lare shikere. Hallelujah. Come, shiki bili karaka baka. Come in your glory, Lord. Feel this place. Come in your glory, Lord. Come in your glory, Lord. Feel my heart. Say, come in your glory, Lord. Feel my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Praise be to thee. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Minister Vivian. God bless you in the name of Jesus and mightily. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Did you have a prayer or you just had the song?
If you want me to pray, you want me to pray as
yes.
well? Okay.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Here we are before your throne of grace this morning, Father. Here we are, you say you come the way we are, and we are here. Here, oh Lord, we come with open hearts, and we ask you, oh Lord, to search our lives in the name of Jesus and know our hearts and thoughts. Father, here we are. We surrender everything to you. Hallelujah. We surrender our spirits, souls, and bodies. We give everything to you, Father. Because when we come, when you come in your presence, oh Lord, we shall be right with you. And Father, that's why we ask in the name of Jesus that you wash, oh Holy Spirit, wash our sins, wash in the name of Jesus, purify our hearts, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, and say hallelujah and sanctify us for you, my Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, come in your fullness. Hallelujah. Come in your mightiness. Come in your glory. Come in your holiness. Come and fill us afresh. Fresh anointing, with fresh anointing. Fill us until we need no more. And Father, we come to you. We open our hearts to you as you open your arms to receive us. Keep us in your embrace, Daddy. Keep us closer to your heart. We need you today, and we need you forever, and we need you for us, for our families, for our friends, and we need you for America. Hallelujah. We need you. We need you for everything, Father. We need you. So, take your place, Father. Take your place in America. Take your place in our lives. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for wisdom to be upon American governments in the name of Jesus. and Father, your mercy. Your mercy, be merciful, oh Lord. Sheke pik rakale. Oh, mercy, mercy. I ask for mercy, mercy, mercy to be upon America in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, as we pray as well for the whole world. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you are the God of the universe, and you in control, Father, you in control. And as we give ourselves to you to take control and have your way in our lives, have your way, Father, and they take complete control because we need you. We need change. Hallelujah. We need change. Hallelujah. We need a complete makeover in the name of Jesus. We have the desire. Yes, but we don't have the capability. We don't have the ability, Father. And that's why we come to you, Father. We say, Father, help. 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 And as we pray to you, Father, strengthen our faith. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Keep us going for you. Hallelujah. With expectation, with hope. Hallelujah. With determination. Hallelujah. 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 We shall serve you. Hallelujah. We shall serve you. We shall serve you to the end in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. I thank you for this prayer ministry. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your servant, Minister Vivian. And Father, I ask that you give her a double portion of anointing. And Father, and I pray that you bless her life and her family. Hallelujah. And bless them mightily. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Next we have 5682. Is that Sister Brenda?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Hi, Minister.
All right.
God bless you.
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Go forth in whatever God has. Bless you.
Okay. All right. A song first.
If you like.
Praise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Jesus, blessed Jesus, you're worthy, Lord, to be praised. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, you're worthy, Lord, to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun, O Lord, to the going down of the same, you're worthy to be praised. Lord, we, your children, we thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne of grace, to seek your face, to ask for forgiveness of sins, O God, to wash us that we might be made whole and clean before you, Lord. Lord, we know that there are many needs that are in the earth, oh God. Lord, we thank you for you're the God of heaven and in earth, and all power is given unto you in both heaven and in earth. And Lord, there's so many needs in the earth that we ask your Father that you would help us to pray for what we need to pray for this hour. Bless the ministry of Minister Vivian, dear Father, and all that are on the line. Thank you, Lord, for all your children. Thank you for the gifts and the anointing that you have given unto us, and that we would know that which you have done for us, that we can walk in thy way, in thy will, in thy purpose, that we would use your gifts for your glory and for your honor and your praise, O Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, for the healing of the sick and the shut in, oh, God. Those who are shut in, dear Father, because of the pandemic and all the other illness that may be the reason for shut in, Lord, we ask that you would have mercy, that you would send your word, oh, God. Send your word to heal, dear Father, those that are in the hospitals, those in the hallelujah, those that are plagued, dear Father, with the plague of the pandemic, oh, God. Lord, I ask that you would have mercy upon us, oh God, in the earth, throughout the earth, oh God. God, hallelujah. We pray that men and women will come to salvation. Children, oh God, in the earth, oh Lord, that you would call them forth, oh God, and that there would be laborers, oh Lord, ready, dear Father, for the harvest, oh God. Lord, have mercy upon us, dear Father, that we would be ready in the harvest time, dear Father. In Jesus' name, that you would gather your people, oh God, that we be instruments in the work, oh God, co-laborers with Christ, oh God, oh Lord, and under the operation of the Holy Spirit, oh God, leading and guiding us into all truth and revelation of you, oh God. Father, we pray for the sick. We pray for the children. Lord, we ask for the children's healing, oh God. The children coming into the knowledge of you, oh God. That hallelujah. That they would be snatched from the fire, oh God. That they'd be like a brand snatched out of the fire. Dear Father, that they would be saved, God. That they would be delivered and healed, oh God. And Lord, that they will walk in the knowledge of you and the understanding of you. Thank you, Lord, they will not hear the voice of the stranger and follow that voice, oh God, but they will follow the voice of Christ. They will hear your voice and hear your word, oh God. Lord, anything that the enemy has done to give them dull ears and blinded their eyes, I ask that you would move the scales from their eyes, dear Father, and the dullness from their ears, that they will hear and be converted, oh God. Oh, the men and women, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, pray for the senior citizens, oh God, the elderly. Oh, Lord, wrap your loving arms around the seniors, oh God, that they will experience your love and experience you and your word, be intimately in union with you. Ah, Father, we thank you that we all will be intimately in union with you, Father. This is our prayer we ask and pray. We give you all praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Father, for the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts. Lord, help them to be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, your strength and our Redeemer. Use us for your glory. Hallelujah! Use us for your will and purpose, that your name is magnified and glorified, and knowledge of you is throughout all the earth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask and pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Minister Brenda. Go forth, Minister Catherine. Praise God.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. To God be the glory. Just a short song and a short prayer this morning on the element of, you said, pray for knowledge, insight for believers, and keep them growing as the Apostle Paul had advised us to pray. Amen. That's what I will do along today by the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Give me a clean heart so I may serve thee. Lord, fix my heart so that I may be used by thee, for I I'm not worthy of all these blessings. Give me a clean heart that I may follow thee. Amen. Father and our God, I just praise you this morning for the opportunity to pray in the name of Jesus this day. And I come, I thank you, Lord, for your people this morning that have already prayed, oh God. I thank you for the leader of this line. I thank you, Father, for your loving arms of protection all around us, oh God. Thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us to celebrate you and celebrate, oh God, the people of God, and giving thanks and honor and glory to you this morning, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, for the direction that we have been given through the woman of God this morning, full of faith and on fire for you, God. And as Colossians and the Apostle Paul says in chapter 1 and verses 9 and through, God, I pray this morning for the believers in Christ Jesus, as they have accepted you as their Lord and Savior, I pray that each, hallelujah, believer would be filled with the knowledge of God's will, of your will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I pray, hallelujah, that the believers walk worthy of you, Heavenly Father, pleasing you and being fruitful. Glory to God in every good work. God, I pray, Lord, that we all, the believers in Christ Jesus, will increase in your knowledge and the fruit of the Spirit, oh God, the perseverance of the believers. Hallelujah, Lord, that we will continue on in your Spirit, oh God, walking in your wisdom, walking in your knowledge, and walking in your ways, oh God. And I believe and I pray for all the believers in Christ Jesus everywhere, all over this land, this world, my God, because the earth is yours, Lord, and the fullness thereof, and all that's therein. And I pray for the believers that they will be strengthened, oh God, with might. You give, hallelujah, the mind, the house of God in the hand of God. I stretch my hands to you this morning, oh God. Let your power, Lord, hallelujah, strengthen your people. And I thank you for the joy of the Lord that's coming forth from your people right now, God. I thank you, Lord, for the fruit of the Spirit operating in the believers right now. For your glory, God. Lord, thank you for giving us the grace to do your will, God. We know, Lord, that we can't do it in our own strength. But I pray, Lord, that the believers will be strengthened with your power this morning, oh God. And they will go into the ways of righteousness, not establishing their own ways, oh God. But I believe, God, you're giving the believers ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to them. Lord, you instruct us. You order our steps today, the believers, oh God, in Christ Jesus. Keep on, hallelujah, leading and giving them, hallelujah, your power to carry out your will. A clean heart, oh God, to know and to do you, to do your will, my God. I praise you this morning, oh God, and we thank you, Lord. Let us follow hard after you, the believers in Christ Jesus. Let us hunger and weep because you are the one who fills with righteousness and peace, hallelujah, and joy in the Holy Ghost, God. I thank you, Lord, for you, the giver and the sustainer of life, oh God. Oh God, just keep on blessing your believers. Keep on blessing your people and let them be strengthened that they, hallelujah, will even make believers. They will disciple, hallelujah, believers in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you today, and I ask these blessings in the name of Jesus. And by the power that's in the blood, the cleansing is taking place right now, Lord. Hearts are being cleansed to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Praise God for you.
Thank you. Thank God for you. God bless you. Minister Shawanda, go forth, please. Bless you.
Amen. Thank the Lord this morning for blessing me to be on the line with you all. Praise God. Hosanna, blessed be the rock Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. O Heavenly Father, our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Heavenly Father, our daily bread. And forgive us, Lord, our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are the kingdom, you are the power, and you are the glory forevermore. Gracious Father, as we begin our day, we begin, God, with repentance of heart, of anything of commission or omission, Lord Father. Anything that we may have done, said, thought of that was not pleasing in your eyes. We pray, Father, for you to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit on the inside of each and every one of us. Allow our flesh to decrease, that your spirit may increase, that we will please you in our lifestyle, in our ways, in our behavior, in our attitude, and in our actions. Bridle our tongues and word our mouths. If we can't build one another up, help us not to tear one another down. For we were made in your image and in the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Father God, as we, Father God, begin our day, bless us to turn our thoughts to you. We ask your help in guiding us in everything that we say and in everything that we do. Bless us to be a blessing and a light that shines in a dark world. We'll be careful to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you the praise that you so wonderfully deserve. Bless everyone on the line, everyone's family. Meet everyone's needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for everything pertaining to life and everything pertaining to godliness. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Minister and Prophetess Spears, I want you to go forth now. Lift up Minister Janice in your prayers of the loss of her sister. Lift up Minister Peggy Biden and the loss of her nephew and her sister, the entire family, because they have been hit hard in different ways. Anybody else have a prayer request? Do press one.
Yes, I have one. It's turned out. I have a prayer request for Mina and Leah. They're having some spiritual warfare going on out there in Baton Rouge. And Leah needs to be respectful to her mother, and her mother's still been sick from the military with the violence. And we're praying that that spirit be broken.
Amen.
I have a prayer request also. Praying for a young lady by the name of Christina Mack. She is in a domestic violence relationship. Has been severely, both of her eyes have been blackened and her arm have been dislocated. Her mother and father are ministers, was found out what was going on, and her father went and got her and got her and her two grandchildren. So she's at a parent's home. But praying that God will heal this young lady, not only her, but everyone that goes through domestic violence and living in fear, in urges, and living in fear in relationships. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Christina Mack. Thank you.
Anybody else before we go forth? All right. Into our prophetess' hands. Go ahead, Prophetess Spears.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come today, Father God. We come before your holy presence, God. We come to lift all of these prayers before you now, Lord God. Father God, we pray for the family, God, in the absence of the loved ones, Father God. Know the absence of the body to be present with you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, earnestly, Lord, for the young lady that's with the domestic violence, Father God. We're grateful, Father, that you removed her from that situation, Father God. Father God, strengthen her, Lord God, in our intercourse, Father God. Heal her mind, body, spirit, and soul, Father God. Let us lift up, Father, before the throne of grace and mercy today, Father God. Lord, lead her and guide her direct to you, Lord God. Let her not return to a situation, Father, that is harmful for her and her children, Father God. Father God, let her believe by faith, Father God, you are a loving Father, Father God, and that you have rescued her and you will take care and you will protect her, Father God. We're praying, Lord God, for the mother and the daughter, Father God. That's the family that's dealing with the spiritual warfare, Father God. Father God, for the weapon of warfare, almighty through for pulling down those strongholds, God, and casting them aside, Father God, in imagination, Father God. Father God, we pray for everyone that's on the prayer line today, Father God. Whatever the need is, Father God, we know that it is dear upon your heart, Father God, and that you will shelter, love, and care for your people, Father God. Because in your word, Father God, you said that you cared for us, for and that you love us, Father God, and you love us unconditionally, Father God. If our mind is steadfast upon thee, Father God, we'll be steadfast in you. And your word today, God, in Proverbs says to trust in the Lord, thy God. Lean not to our understanding, but unto yours, Father God. Lord, we're leaning and depending on you right now, God. When there's no one else to go, Father God, we know to come to you, Father God, for the heels of you, Lord God, where everything we need is in the palm of your hand, Father God. Father God, sometimes we got to come and lay prostrate in your presence, God. Sometimes, Father God, we got to get to ourselves, Father, and go into a secret place, Father God. Sometimes we may have to go to someone, God, and just pour our heart out, Father God. Wherever that we go, Father God, you be there and meet us in the meeting place, Father God. We thank you for all the prayers, all the songs that have gone forward this day, Father God. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you for Minister Vivian this morning, Father God, who graciously always hosts us on this line, Father God, every first Saturday, Father God, whatever day that she's on the line, Father God. We thank you for the partaking of the communion today, Father God. Remind us, God, as often as we take in remembrance of you, Father God, when we eat of the bread of life, Father, and we drink of the blood, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for all things pertaining to our lives, Father God. Father God, we know that we're living in a time, God, that is unknown, but God, we know you know all things, Father God. We just have to trust and believe and stand in faith without wavering in our faith, God. And we know, God, you're going to see us through, Father God. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, every prayer today, God, we bring it before the brazen altar of you, Lord God, and we lay it down at your feet, Father God, and we will not pick it back up, Father God, because we know, God, you are an all-knowing God, all-powerful God, omniscient and omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time, God. You're answering our prayers, Father God. Lord, we're so thankful in our hearts today, Father God, that yet we had another chance to come before your holy presence. We came this morning, God, with no form or fashion, Father God. Every word that was spoken this morning, God, was of a prophetic of you, Lord God. And if your people are crying out and pouring out to you, Lord God, because there is nowhere else to turn, God, but unto you, Lord God. We can't go to the north, south, east, nor west. We just got to stay, look up to the heels of you. Come all our health and our strength. You are our banner. You are our strong tower, Lord God. You are our safety place, Father God. You are our hiding place, Father God. You are the one that we can go to, Lord, when we don't have no one else to go to, Father God. So we leave in this day knowing, God, that we can trust and we can depend and we can lean upon you, Lord God. Oh, Jehovah Rapha, Lord God. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Bala, Jehovah our Shalom, Lord God. You are our way maker. You make the provision and you make the way. But Father God, my heart goes out to the family, God, that was on the prayer that was offered up today, Lord God, for the families that are in need, God, those that are in the mourning, because your words in Matthew, Father God, there is a time, Father God, for mourning, but you should bring to the peace. Ecclesiastes, a time for everything under the sun. It's a time for everything, God, to weep, to mourn, to cry. But, God, in the end, Father God, in the end of it all, Lord God, if we just keep looking up to you, we keep praising you, God, because praise draws us even now to you, Lord God. Every word that we sing, Father God, your ears are attentive to it, Father God, because when we praise you, Lord God, we are crying out, Lord, have your way. Lord, come and see about us. Lord, come take care of us, Father God. Lord, and I pray earnestly, Father God, for the families, Lord God, to come back together, come in unity, come in one, come on one accord, come in love, Lord God. We have gone away for some of our hearts. The hearts of people have waxed cold, Father God. But, Lord God, I know that this end time you are drawing your people back unto you, Lord God. In the mighty name of your holy son, Jesus, God, who sits on the right hand of you interceding for us, Father God. Oh, God, we're so grateful for him, Lord God. Lord, had it not been for you on our side, God, where would we be even this morning? Even this morning, God, we didn't wake ourselves up, God. You woke us up, Lord God. You touched us with your finger of love, Lord God. You gave us activity to our limbs, and when our feet hit the floor, God, we should have been crying out then, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, he blessed us to see another day. He blessed us to live, to be in the land of the living. Hallelujah to you, Lord God. Lord, you're so worthy. Lord, you're so holy, Lord God. Lord, we're so thankful to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you have done, all that you are about to do, Lord God. And in spite of what we're going through, if our hands are tied up, God, if we're in a mess, God, if we need a healing, Lord God, you're still the God of power. You're still a God of yes and amen, Lord God. And that's why we serve you, Lord God. You just say that we serve you, Lord, with a clean hand and a pure heart, Lord God, and you would pour everything in us that we need to sustain us, Father God, not just this day, but every day, Lord God. Lord God, we all stand in need, Lord God, of something, Lord God, and you know all about it because you know the conscience of us, Father God, because it is ye who created us, not we ourselves, Lord God. We belong unto a sovereignty. And to a holy God. That's why he tell his people to be ye holy, for I am a holy God. And Lord, this day, this hour, this visitation, God, we are grateful. We are thankful. We have partaked, Father God, in you today, Lord God. And we shall be forever lifted up in the spirit of you when one of ours is down. We'll lift them up, God, because of your holy word, because of your covenant that has shined upon us this day, your favor that is upon your people today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you and we give way to the Holy Spirit. Lord God, and everyone alive, please remember the families that was called out today for their prayer, earnestly for their petition. We come on one unit. We come on one accord, and we have to just pray ye all the more. It is praying time. It is praying time. Praying time on the land right now. Pray, that's the line say, pray without ceasing. Second Chronicles 7:14 say, if my people that was called by my name, oh Lord, would humble themselves, seek his peace. Pray, and you would hear from heaven, and he would heal our land, no matter what the land is. If you're in disobedience, if you're out of the will, if you pray, he will draw you back unto him. If you need healing in your body, he can heal your body. He can do anything but fail. So let us hold on to the things of God and hold on to God's unchanging hand and never, ever let go. And the song that was sung today have reached someone's heart today. My God, my God, we never know what word, what song will bring us and draw us to where we need to be. We may be going one place, but we hear the word, and the shadow of God will fall upon us and bring us to our knees and bring us in his presence and bring us to the place that we truly need to be, not where we want to be. I give thanks today, and I thank you all. You be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Be exceedingly blessed. And no matter what it looks like, still trust and believe in the Almighty God. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Minister.
Amen.
Praise God. Anybody else? Praise God.
Yes.
Anybody else have anything to say at this time? Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. Go for it, Minister.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I hear
you. Okay, I've been on quite a while, and I heard everybody, and I thank you for your prayers. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I'm thanking God especially for Pastor Christiana Ford, who will be marking her 23 years of pastoral ministry down in New Orleans. Sister Brenda, who spoke earlier, Sister Brenda and Sister Tasha will be with her tonight on Elysian Fields. Amen. And tomorrow will be Boyd 11 and Donna McCurtain in New Orleans tomorrow night. But we pray for everybody and all that you said. Thank you, Sister Vivian. We love you. And we send out, you know, special blessings to all of you who are on the line and the prayers that you prayed. Sister Leticia is on now from California. And so I've been calling people to get them on your line. Amen. Thank God for you, Sister Vivian.
Amen.
Of God. Amen. And when
amen.
You go to
thank
DuBois,
you so.
I don't know when you're going to DuBois, but you just keep on lifting up Jesus and bringing the gospel to the people. Amen. In a mighty way. Thank God for you. Amen.
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 Thank you, Evangelist Jim Paul. Thank you. Anybody else have anything
amen.
To say before we go?
Amen. Amen.
Praise
amen.
God.
Just giving praise.
Anybody
to
else?
In your
praise
spare
God.
Time, praise the Lord thy God. Lift up the countenance of the Lord thy God. Just praise him. Praise him.
Praise God.
My God.
Praise
my God.
God.
My God. To feel the presence of God. To feel the God.
225, do you have anything? 3725.
It must be my mother.
If you have
3725. That's Janice Patterson.
Oh,
hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your mother. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I just want to thank God. I'm on the line. I'm just enjoying. I'm just enjoying tonight. I'm just listening in and thanking God for blessing us to be on the line one more time.
Praise God.
Thank you, my thank you, my sweetheart. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're going to close out in prayer. We're just so thankful and grateful for all of you that came on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I
yes,
ask God's blessings upon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for each one that come on, God. Father, I thank you for each one that prayed. One that lifted up the name of Jesus. I thank you for the blood,
yes,
oh God, that was shed for them. God, I pray, God, this was God. They'll reap the blessings like never before, God, that your eye is continually, God, on them, oh God. Father God, oh Father God, Father, by your spirit, oh God, that you are leading and guiding them, oh God, in the way that they should go. Father, you said your sheep hear your voice and another one they will not follow. So, Lord, I pray and give you all the glory, oh God, for everyone, Minister Spears, Minister G.D., Minister June, Minister Shawana, Mother Janice Patterson, Sister Janice Williams, Darnella Price,
yes,
and also Minister Stubbs. I thank you for each one, oh God, name by name, because you know them, God. Pour out your spirit continuously in Jesus' name. Be with us tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is our meeting, tomorrow first meeting of the week on tomorrow night. So please come and be back with us tomorrow night. Praise God. Amen. God bless each one of you. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.